guys, welcome back to the Game Trail Podcast. Appreciate you sticking with me. I've been pretty infrequent this year, which I apologize for, but the ones that I have got out, I felt really good about. I've got a lot of good feedback from folks that have appreciated the podcast. I've had guys just come out, you know, come up to me in the woods and say, hey, we appreciate the Game Trail Podcast. So for those of you that have tuned in, I really appreciate it. I'm sitting here on Christmas Eve, getting ready for Christmas tomorrow. 2025 has been an interesting year. It's been a bit of a long year. It wasn't my best hunting season by any means, but I made some really good memories. One of which being taking my youngest boy, Owen, hunting. We had the opportunity to get out and get him a really nice buck on a general season unit here in Utah. Also, I got to spend some days down in Arizona with him hunting elk on a tag that he drew, a late season rifle tag. And ultimately, we didn't fill that tag, but we made some memories and we had a good hunt. I think we learned some lessons, both he and I. So in that regard, it was a really good year, which has me thinking a lot about going into this next year in application season. I just did a podcast it's probably been a week and a half, 2 weeks ago at this point, but I basically broke down kind of my application strategy for this upcoming year. I thought a follow-up to that, it would be interesting to talk about applying for your kids. So I've got three boys, if I haven't mentioned that before. I've got one that doesn't hunt, doesn't really have a lot of interest in it. He's 16. I keep trying to bribe him into going hunting, making deals with him. But as of right now, he hasn't really expressed a ton of interest. I hope that'll change in the future. My philosophy on this kind of thing is you want your kids to hunt, you know, because it means so much to me. And I kind of know what those experiences have been like for me. And I want that for him, but I also don't want to make him, I guess. And I know some people do, and that's fine, I think. He's just into, you know, different things. And I think it's fine if he wants to. I'm hoping that maybe later on in his life, I know people that have definitely had the opportunity to hunt as a youth that, you know, didn't really have any much interest in it. And then they came to it later in life and, you know, it became a major part of their life. And perhaps that will happen for him. If it does, great. If it doesn't, great also. But my oldest boy, he's 20, so he'll be 21. So he's kind of aged out as far as the youth goes. He's in flight school and he's busy with school. You know, I've been buying him points and applying him in the various states across the West since he was a kid. So he's got the points built up now that he could draw some tags, which I think he wants to do. I just think he's trying to get through school. I think there's a time and season for everything, and I totally understand that. My youngest is 12. He'll be 13 actually here in about a week and a half. It happens pretty quick, but he is very interested in hunting. He's super excited about it. He wants to know what we're applying for and, you know, what his chances are every year. So for those of you that have kids, that you've got kids that you want to get involved in hunting, I thought I would do a podcast where I kind of broke down an application strategy for kids. And I'm not going to go into every single avenue across all the various states that we cover because there's a lot in there, which is why hopefully you guys have an insider account. If you don't have an insider account, you can use my promo code, which is GameTrail, when you sign up. And if you do that, you're going to get 50 points back in the Go Hunt Gear Shop. You can use that towards the purchase of any gear that you want in the shop. It's a pretty straightforward points program, meaning that 1 point is $1. And like I said, you can just use that on any gear that you want in your shop, in the shop. And we've got some youth stuff in the shop. So if you're looking to get your kids set up with like some camouflage or jacket, we have some youth apparel. We also just have some gear that I think could be really good for kids. Also shout out to Matthews. Matthews is a sponsor of the podcast. I appreciate those guys. I love shooting my bow. I've been shooting some indoor, so I've got the indoor bow set up. My goal, I'm getting a little bit off topic, but that's okay. I guess it's my podcast. I can say what I want, but, I had a goal in 2025 of shooting a 300 with my bow hunter setup, if you will, which is the shorter stabilizers. And I didn't quite make it. The most of that, I got up to was a 297. I shot a 297, I think a couple of times, never broke anything higher than that. I had that goal and I didn't quite make it, which is annoying me at this point, but I'm back into it and I'm shooting some indoor, shooting Vegas rounds. I talked about it last year, but I'm shooting essentially from my kitchen into my garage, which is about 19 and a half yards, almost 20. Can't get a full 20, but I'm going to make that a goal again. You know, until I see a 300, I'm not going to be super satisfied. I'm going to keep working at it. And I got some plans to go to some shoots. Neville and I think are going to shoot Vegas again. I'm also trying to put together a trip back to ATA, and maybe I could shoot the Rushmore Rumble, which has now moved to the ATA show in Indianapolis. But it's been fun to work on an indoor bow, get it set up, get it shooting, and then just also put some arrows through it. And, you know, Matthews makes a great bow. So shout out to those guys for sponsoring the podcast. So going back, like I said, I'm not going to cover absolutely everything because there's so much information. I will go state by state and kind of cover it from a youth perspective, which will hopefully help you understand what might be the most interesting states, the most value states to apply for. So I will go through that, but like the individual odds, the youth opportunities that might exist, the over-counter opportunities that might exist. I probably won't go into every single one of those. So you'll need to use that insider account to really make the most of it. So let me give you a story on why I think you should get your kids involved in hunting, and at least you should get your kids involved in applying for permits in the West. My kid, he turned 12. He was really enthusiastic about getting his hunter's education. And, I probably should have got him through that earlier. I'll touch on that more later, but, I got him through hunter's education, and I want to say it was January, and I started applying him for permits. And when he found out that he drew a deer tag in Utah, his level of excitement was just through the roof. After that, and essentially every other application that I applied for, he wanted to be engaged in it. He wanted to know what he was applying for, why. The level of excitement was just through the roof. And, I thought that was awesome. Even more so, it was incredible to get him out in the field and let him hunt with his own permit. Getting to see him process the feelings, the emotions, watching him trying to manage the moment when he, took a great buck here in Utah was really cool. And I think it's an experience that's going to stick with him forever. So I think there's a really good case to get your kids involved in hunting. I think there's a lot of good lessons that can be learned. Even if you're listening to this, which I don't know why you would be if you don't hunt, but, even if you don't, you're on the fence about it. I think it's a great thing to do. I think it's a great way to spend time in the woods with your kids. I talked about it earlier, but one of my favorite things about that hunt and those hunts that I did this year with him is that there was no internet connection in a lot of cases. And, there wasn't really anything that you could do on your phone. You couldn't be distracted with the day-to-day stuff. And it was just cool to sit and talk with him. And I needed to do more of that just at home. But that gave us a full excuse to really completely disconnect and just kind of catch up and, talk about life and talk about goals and just some different things. So I would say, definitely look into it. Why is it important to get your youth involved in the draws or starting to play the application game across the West? Well, demand is high. There's no bones about it. There's definitely demand for permits across the West. I think that's twofold. One, I think maybe more people are applying in various states. There might just be more applicants in general. Point creep is becoming a bit of an issue in some cases. There's also maybe just fewer permits. We talked about it with Randy Newberg on the Big Hunt Guys podcast, where he mentioned that there's, in some cases, you get a winter kill, like one in Wyoming, where, you might have a winter that kills a lot of deer or antelope. So in those cases, there can just be fewer permits. There's habitat degradation. There's migration disruption. There's just things that are happening. There may be decreasing permits across the West. So that could be one cause of it. And, you get your kids involved in the point systems, you start playing the game, you're essentially setting them up. And what I'm trying to do with my kids is I'm trying to get them the opportunity to hunt short term. So get them involved, set the hook, if you will, get them on a hunt and get those experience, get those juices flowing for them while also setting them up for opportunity in the next, you know, 10, 15, 20, even 30 years, to be honest. So my oldest kid, I mentioned him, he's 20. We've gone on some hunts together, and I've set him up essentially in the future by purchasing and applying for him in the various states so that he's got a bunch of points. I think he's got 10 points roughly in most states where he can utilize those. You know, I continue to help him apply and get points and build them up so that he can eventually use those whenever he wants. So I'm setting him up for the opportunity to go hunting in the future. And there's a lot of hunts that can be drawn, and I'll break it down kind of at the end of this. You know, there are short-term hunts, you know, whether that's over-the-counter opportunities or easy-to-draw permits, maybe 0 to 3 years. There's mid-tier, kind of mid-time frame hunts that can be drawn, and there's long-term. And some of those states are just going, by the nature of their draws, you're going to have to play a long-term system just because the odds are so low. But basically, you want to get them going. You want to make sure that you capitalize on those. And, you know, I haven't been like as proficient as you might think, given the job that I do at getting my kids through hunter education early and starting to pick up them points in states that they could have. But I would say get on it as soon as you possibly can. There's definitely it's definitely worth it. You know, it's going to pay dividends every year that you are able to obtain a preference point or a bonus point state. It's going to put them that farther ahead and give them opportunities to drop permits and go hunting. One other thing I would say about youth, I think early success. So early success of both drawing permits, getting out in the field and being able to harvest on an animal, I think it means more than, you know, quality units. I think shorter hunts are good. You know, I think, take for example, my 12-year-old there in Arizona, I think that was a week long hunt we went on. I think it was a 9-day season, 8 or 9-day season in total. We missed the first day, but I don't know that I could have gotten him, you know, through a much longer hunt. He was pretty well ready to come home by the end. So I think some of these, you know, shorter hunts, maybe it's a first season rifle hunt for elk in Colorado, which is a 5-day hunt. I did take my oldest when he was 15 on a hunt like that, but it felt like a good time frame. So I think about things like that, you know, maybe shorter hunts, you know, better weather. Although a lot of the tags that are easy to draw are later season permits, I think it might be worth seeing if there are hunts available to you with, you know, better weather. Maybe that's an October timeframe where it's not quite so cold. I think a lot of getting your kids out and ensuring that they have an enjoyable experience are those kinds of factors. Cold weather, you know, how hard is the hunt? Are you seeing animals? You know, are they well fed and warm? So I think you got to think about those things when you're applying. And then I think, you know, trying to get them on hunts where they'll have an opportunity to harvest is really important, because I think their ability to go through that entire emotion, to execute a shot, to see an animal on the ground, to feel that emotion, to know what it feels like to actually kill an animal, I think is really important. And I think the earlier you can do that, the better. So I think, you know, try to, you know, pick hunts that they're going to find some success. So I think that's worth noting. So, you know, frequency, I would say get them in the field as often as you can, as regular as they can. You know, think about maybe shorter hunts earlier in the season, I think are good for them. And then I think, you know, tags where they're going to get an opportunity to fill those, they're going to see a lot of animals. And I think kids, they don't care so much maybe about, you know, the size of the animal, if you will. I think my kids at least have been completely ecstatic and happy with a cow elk. Sure, you'd all, you know, everybody would love to kill a big bull or a big buck, and I think that's cool, but I think success matters more for youth. It's kind of that evolution of a hunter, right? Where you start out, you just want to have some success, you do, and you know, you're thrilled with it, and then you kind of evolve as you go, you get a little bit better at it, your skill set grows, and then maybe eventually you get more successful and, you know, harvesting a bigger trophy style animal. So off the top, that's one of the ones I wanted to include those. Another thing, so build points with purpose. I already mentioned it a little bit, but there are some states that are going to require, just by the nature of their draw system, where your points are going to stack up. And that's just because the odds are low. So you're going to stack up points as you apply. But, you know, you do have to be building those points with purpose across multiple states so they've got opportunities to hunt. I'm going to jump into a state by state kind of run through things I think you need to know for your kids in order to apply. Before I do that, let me say that hunter education is pretty much required across the board in all the various Western states. Personally, I think you should get your kids through hunter's ed by the time they're about the age of 10. At 10, they might not be ready to hunt. I'm a bit of an outlier, I would say, in this regard. I've talked to a lot of people that are like, hey, I want to get my kids out hunting as soon as they possibly can. You know, maybe that's, I get that message all the time, actually. People say, can I get my kid out at 7 or 8, you know, 9, you know, even younger? Where can my kid get out and harvest a deer? And I think that's fine. You know, I don't care. I think it's awesome if the parent and, you know, the youth are ready to do that. But personally, for my kids, I felt like 12 is kind of a good age. I felt like they were strong enough. You know, they had a little bit more maturity where they could kind of understand the whole process and then maybe work through the emotions of killing an animal. And I don't know, maybe this is, the word woke. Maybe this is a progressive thought. You know, I'm talking about emotion and a kid being able to manage the situation. I don't know. I just felt like for me, that is kind of the age where I felt like my kids were mature enough that they could actually handle the entire process. And, you know, they had a bit more strength. They had, you know, a bit more mental toughness, if you will, to be able to handle a little bit more tough hunt. But I felt like 12. But I think you should get your kids through hunter education at 10. And whether you decide to wait for them to hunt till they're 12, 14, 16, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. But I think 10 is a good age to get your kids through hunter education. The reason I think that is because there are states that you can start to build points in even if they're not ready to hunt. And reality is I think hunter education is great. You know, the courses that you can take, whether it's online or field day in your home state, I think those are great. But I think it's like a lot of things in life. You know, where you're actually going to learn how to hunt, where you're going to learn hunting ethics and you're going to learn hunter safety, you know, gun safety, whatever it might be, where you're really going to learn that is from a mentor, like a parent or, you know, a family member or friend that can take that youth out into the field and really teach them the ropes. So I would say just get them through hunter's ed, get them through the technicality of taking hunter's education at 10, and then, you know, decide when they're ready to go hunting and, you know, take them with you if you can. But really, I think that's where they're going to learn. But I would say 10 is a good age. And like I said, that's primarily because I think there are some states that you should be building points in when, you know, you can, which in some regards, it's that earlier age. So with that, let's jump into some of the states. So Colorado, I put at the top of my list. So youth can apply in Colorado at 11 as long as they turn 12 before the end of the hunting season that they, you know, apply for should they draw. But you must be 12 years old to hunt in Colorado. You can apply for preference points in Colorado for those species if they will turn 12 by December 31st of that year. So be aware of that. You know, there may not be a hunting permit should they draw it that they would be valid to hunt on because they're not old enough yet, but you can at a minimum apply them for preference points. And I think you should start building those, you know, so if you've got like a December birthday, you know, make sure that you're still applying for your youth and building preference points for them. I'm going to take a drink real quick. My apologies. One of the cool things about Colorado is that the cost of a hunting license for youth in Colorado is only $1.50. Yeah, and you heard me right. It's only $1.50. And the other cool thing about Colorado is that youth deer, elk, and antelope licenses are only $126.18. You do have to pay the $11 application fee per species when you apply, but there's no preference point fee. Now, Colorado is a true preference point state currently. It's going to change in 2028. And I talked a little bit about that on the other podcast that I did on application strategy. But essentially right now, the applicants with the most points that apply for any given hunt are going to be guaranteed those permits because it's a true preference point state. So if you're just getting started with your youth, you know, there may not be as many options that you can draw with 0 points, but there are some, and it's worth exploring the odds of those in your insider account to see if there's a hunt that would kind of meet the objective for your youth. The other thing you can do is, you know, apply them for a preference point as a first choice, build a preference point. There probably are some hunts that you could draw as a second choice. And in that regard, you'd be able to draw them a permit as a second choice and build a preference point. Colorado does set aside 15% of their limited entry doe, antelope, either sex deer, and antlerless elk tags for the regular season and rifle seasons for youth. So, you know, look for those hunt codes when you go through the booklet when it comes out in Colorado and see if one of those hunts might be interesting to you. Also, another little caveat that's interesting about Colorado is that Colorado's secondary draw, so any permit that, you know, wasn't claimed, paid for in the initial draw, any permits that were left over after the first draw, those are all going to go to a secondary draw. And in Colorado, youth are giving they're given 100% preference in that secondary draw. That secondary draw is completely independent of the first draw. They're not going to lose any preference points had they acquired one in the first draw. It's random. So I would say take a hard look at those second draw permits that are available and consider that your youth are going to get 100% preference in that. So it'd be worth looking at. Is for your kids. The other thing is Colorado does still have over-the-counter second season rifle and third season rifle elk tags that are available. Those are late season hunts. They can be really cold. They can be tough. The success rates in a lot of cases aren't super high, but it is you do have the opportunity to buy a permit over-the-counter for $126 for your kids and go out and take them on an elk hunt. So I would say take a hard look at that if you're just looking for an opportunity to get your kid out. I already said, but I think, you know, low draw point deer hunts are worth taking your kids out. They do have a lot of pressure. The quality of those hunts as far as the antler quality is not as good. But in a lot of cases, like I said, your kids probably don't even care. They probably just want to get out and any buck will do. So in Colorado, I apply my kids for elk, I apply them for deer, I apply them for antelope, and I also apply them for moose, Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep, and mountain goat. Now remember, there's no preference point fee for youth in Colorado. So build your preference points for moose, sheep, and goat prior to them becoming adults at the age of 18. You have to build 3 preference points for those species before you're ever even, you know, actually considered in the draw. And for an adult, the cost of those points is $100 per species. So you're $300 per species if you decide to build preference points as an adult. Youth, you don't pay that at all. So my kids, 2 of them at least anyway, I built them. I applied them 4 preference points for those species. Up until they were 18 when that changed. That gives them the minimum number of preference points they actually have to be considered in the draw going forward. And I can choose to participate once my oldest became 18, but they have the points now to be considered in the draw. And, you know, I can apply them and not purchase the preference point and they have a chance to draw. So build those preference points for, you know, Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep, mountain goat, and moose before they turn 18 at, you know, no cost. That's kind of a little tidbit. Colorado's a great state for kids. It's arguably one of the best states, in my opinion, based on the cost. The cost of the hunting licenses are relatively cheap. Like I said, $126. The cost of the hunting license to apply, $1.50. That's hard to believe that in 2026, I guess, going into it, that there's a hunting license that is that inexpensive. But definitely take a hard look at Colorado for your kids. Apologize. I've been sick and I can't seem to kick it. So I'm still dealing with a bit of a frog in my throat, if you will. Next state, Arizona. So Arizona, you do have to complete hunter education and you have to be 10 years old by the start of your hunt. The youth hunting license in Arizona is only $5. So again, awesome opportunity to pick up a cheap hunting license to apply for hunts in Arizona. The application fee per species is only $15. So I apply my boy in Arizona for elk, antelope, deer, bighorn, sheep. The other thing great about Arizona is that they will allow a parent or a guardian to transfer a tag to a youth that's 10 to 17 years old. So if I drew a permit in Arizona, you know, the older I get, those are mattering less to me, although I still love to hunt, but I do have the opportunity, should I draw a tag down there, to transfer that to my kid and get him a chance to hunt. I know an individual, I have a friend that I think a grandparent drew a desert bighorn sheep tag. They transferred it to the youth and they went out and they hunted together. And I think that's really cool. And like I said, the older I get, I think about that opportunity more. You know, I've never drawn a desert sheep tag in Arizona, even though I've been applying for a lot of years. You know, should I draw that? I'm not sure I care if I pull the trigger or my kid pulls the trigger. And reality is it might be the only opportunity that my kid ever gets based on, you know, draw odds going forward. So it's worth considering. And I think it's a cool opportunity in Arizona. Arizona doesn't really give any price breaks to youth in terms of non-resident permit cost should they draw. So those are still expensive should you draw them. But that hunting license being, you know, $5 and the application fee only be 15, I think you definitely should apply and start building points for your kids. Another opportunity in Arizona that's not talked about too much, I think, is javelina. I think you should apply your kids for javelina, and I think you should, you know, pick them up permits. They're relatively easy to draw. If ever there was an animal built for bow hunting, you know, I think it's javelina. They do have rifle permits also, but I think that's a great hunt. Typically, a lot of those units, you get a chance to see a lot of animals. You get to work on your spot and stock skills, and I think they're just a neat animal to get your kids out on. So I definitely would say, you know, look at javelina. Now, when you're looking at applying for species in Colorado like elk, you know, there's some units, hunts, late season elk hunts that are rifle hunts that have better odds. A lot of the odds are pretty slim, regardless of whether you're a youth or an adult. So in most cases, you're going to be just building points for Arizona for elk. There is a random portion of their draw, so you definitely should apply. It's like I said, my youngest that was 12 this year drew a elk tag, a late season elk tag down there. You never know when you're going to draw, so you should definitely apply them. Make sure that you apply for a first and second choice because both of those are considered before moving to the next applicant. That random component, you should always apply. Don't just purchase points only. Always apply your kids for hunts in Arizona, and you never know. Now, when it comes to deer, there are some deer hunts that are easier to draw, whether that's coos deer, some of the mule deer hunts that are not the most highly sought after, like the strip or the kaibab. You kind of have to make a decision on, you know, what you want to do, but, you know, definitely take a look at the deer hunts, coos deer hunts and mule deer hunts to see if those are better options for applying your kids. Cause like I said, the odds are better for those. Arizona, in my opinion, it's definitely a must apply state for my kid because it's so cheap to apply. You know, $5 hunting license, $15 app fee. It's a no-brainer. And like I said, I'm trying to set my kids up for the future, you know, the next 10, 15, 20 years. So definitely put Arizona on your list. Idaho. So I think Idaho has a good approach to getting their kids involved in hunting. You know, the minimum age to purchase a hunting license is 10. A 9-year-old can purchase a hunting license to apply for a controlled permit if the youth turns 10 prior to the hunt starting, should they draw it. The hunting license is kind of expensive for youth in Idaho, in my opinion. So that's jumped up. It's $91.75. That license is non-refundable. The youth tags are relatively reasonably priced. So those are going to be $176, I think, for deer and $299 for elk. So those aren't too bad. It's just the cost of the hunting license is kind of expensive at $91.75. There is some interesting, I'll touch on it here in a sec. Basically, what my approach for deer and elk and really antelope, to be honest, in the state of Idaho is I think, in essence, they've got two draws now. So they have a general season draw. That general season draw for non-residents passed It's beyond us. That started the 5th of December and ended the 15th of December. So we're beyond that. So if you miss that window, you know, definitely put it on your radar for December of 2026 in order to draw permits in 2027. And that's for those general season deer and elk licenses. The other draw that's available is called the control draw. And those are like limited quantity, limited quota permits. And you can still apply your kids for those. So be aware of that. That draw is coming up in the spring, and you do have to buy that hunting license to apply your youth. It may or may not be worth it depending on, you know, what you've got your youth scheduled for this year. Idaho's draw is completely random, so no point system whatsoever. So if you decide to apply them this year in the controlled draw, great, but you're not penalized if you decide not to moving forward into next year. So, you know, it's a random draw. You just kind of got to decide if it's worth it to you to spend that $91 in order to apply them. Now, lastly, this is a little trick, and I think maybe you ought to just put this in your back pocket. It might be applicable to some of you if you draw permits in Idaho as an adult. But regular and white-tailed deer tags are unlimited for junior mentored youth, and therefore they do not necessarily have to have had to apply in the non-resident draw that just occurred in December. So those tags are going to become available after the drawing process is completed for this 2026 season in March. So in order to obtain a junior mentored hunting license for the youth, they must be accompanied by a licensed adult who holds a current year license and tag that is valid for the same species as that youth. So in essence, what I'm saying is if you applied for a deer tag in Idaho as an adult in that general season draw that just passed us, and you draw it, you may be able to purchase and get your kid a mentored deer tag also for them to accompany and go with you. So look into that. If you played that system and you applied in the general season draw in Idaho, take a look at it and see if that might be an opportunity for you. Hopefully that kind of encapsulates everything that Idaho has to offer. You know, they do have a pretty robust system up there as far as like opportunities. They've got deer, elk, bear might be worth looking at and considering. In a lot of cases, those can be purchased, but take a look in your insider account and see if Idaho makes sense for your youth. But hopefully I kind of covered the finer points for you to help you decide what you want to do. The next state I would cover would be Utah. So youth age 11 years of age can apply for a permit to hunt big game, but they must turn 12 within the calendar year for which the permit is issued. And that person cannot, they can't hunt until they're 12. So they have to turn 12 prior to the permit should they draw it. So be aware of that. A youth hunting license for a non-resident is going to be $44 in Utah. The application fees are the same as the adult. They're going to be $21 per species. Utah did go through a price increase. So the cost of that youth license as a non-resident in Utah, $44, $21 application fee. Should non-residents, you know, apply in Utah for their youth? I'm going to make the case that you should. And I want to touch on why. It's primarily for general season deer opportunities. So Utah does allocate 20% of their general season deer permits. Those are set aside for youth. So I think that's worth that. And general season deer permits for non-residents, you can pick those up relatively quickly. I would kind of put those in a midterm, you know, maybe 3 to 5 year time frame. You might get a little bit luckier based on the fact that youth are allocated a higher percentage of those permits across the board. But I think it's worth it to build some points, preference points, and get your kids in on a general season deer hunt in the state of Utah. I already talked about, you know, that's what I took my boy on this year. We are residents of Utah, so it was a little bit different, but I still think general season deer hunting is a great hunt for youth. When you're talking limited entry species, like limited entry elk, limited entry antelope, limited entry deer, moose, sheep, goat, bison, those are tougher to make a case for because the odds for drawing those permits are extremely long. You know, the cost of applying with that $20 to $21 app fee, it's not cheap. You know, you could spend a decent amount of money just applying them for those species. So you'd have to make a cost value judgment. The honey is incredible should you draw it. So if your kid draws, and it would be, you know, a rare occasion just because the odds are so long, but if a kid drew a limited entry elk tag or a limited entry deer tag or an antelope tag in the state of Utah, it's an incredible hunt. You know, they manage for quality species. Those are awesome hunts. It might be worth it to you. It's just a cost benefit analysis if you're a non-resident to see, but I do think it's worth buying the hunting license and applying for general season deer and trying to get your kids out on those types of hunts. Utah also has an opportunity, which I think is really cool. And that's the general season elk tags in the state of Utah. So those are unlimited for youth. And if you buy one of those for your kids, they can hunt any and all. So you can hunt a spike unit, you can hunt any bull unit, and you get to hunt the archery, the rifle, and the muzzleloader seasons. And they get that opportunity until they've actually filled their permit, whether that's a spike on a spike unit or any bull on an any bull unit. Now, the any bull units, those are separate units. Those are not the same units as your limited entry elk units. You know, the any bull units are managed for less elk. So generally, those are units that have less, you know, elk. The populations are relatively small in those units, or there might be a conflict with private land. There might be a lot of private land, or the access might be tough to gain on some of those any bull units. Those are tougher hunts. They're definitely a lot harder hunts. But you know, those spike units, you get an opportunity to hunt a spike, harvest a spike, and you're hunting on limited entry units. So people will have drawn big bull permits. You're out there in a lot of cases with them. But it's so cool because you get a chance to look at big bulls. You know, you get to see a lot of elk typically. And then, you know, your kid, we get an opportunity to harvest a spike elk in that situation. And they get super long seasons because they could hunt archery, rifle, and muzzleloader if they wanted to. And those permits are unlimited. The cost of those as a non-resident is not cheap. I mean, they're $700 plus. So you kind of have to decide if that's worth it to you. But it is one of the opportunities right now that's still guaranteed over-the-counter, unlimited to youth. So, you know, put that in your back pocket and see if it makes sense. Another cool thing about Utah is they do have this youth mentor program where if an adult draws a permit, they can mentor youth, and essentially you can take those youth out with you. They can carry a rifle in the case you had a rifle tag, and you can hunt together, and they can actually harvest the animal. You know, you can only harvest as many animals as you have the permit for. So if you only got your permit, you're only allowed to harvest that one, you know, animal, but it does give you a chance to take your youth with you and, you know, potentially harvest that animal when they're with you. You do have to register for that program should you decide to do it. And pretty much any permit, that's drawn by an adult can be mentored to a youth. So think about that if you want to get a chance to get your kid out. I think that covers Utah. Like I said, I definitely think there's a case to be made for playing that game for general season deer for your kids in the state of Utah. Next, I'm going to cover is Wyoming. So Wyoming, you can apply there if you're 11, but you will turn 12 prior to the start of the hunt date. That's for all species except bison. You do have to be 14 to apply and hunt bison in the state of Wyoming. Youth can also purchase points only during the time frame from July 1st to October 31st. And they can do that as long as they will turn 12 prior to December 31st. So let's say you've got a kid, he's 11, he won't turn 12 until, you know, all the hunts are completed for that year. So there's not really any hunts you can apply him for. You can still purchase him preference points up there in the state of Wyoming as long as they will turn 12 by December 31st. Wyoming doesn't really set aside any permits for youth. There's no like youth only hunts. You know, there's not really a percentage that are split of any part of their draw or anything like that for youth. Really, the only thing that they do is they give you a price break in the regular draw for your kids. So as a non-resident, if you apply your kid for deer, an antelope in the regular draw, you do have to front the cost of those when you apply. that's only going to be $110. For elk, the regular draw for your youth, it's going to be $275. Like I said, you do have to front the cost of that. Wyoming's draw system, it's a hybrid system. So they're going to give the bulk of the permits, which I think is 75%, to the applicants with the most points. And the other 25%, they're going to randomly allocate with no respect given to the number of points that anybody has. So there is that chance that your youth could draw a random tag and they're not penalized if they haven't built up a bunch of points. Everybody, regardless of how many they've got, is in the same boat for those random tags. Now that's good for youth. It might not be good for you as an adult if you have been buying points for elk or deer and you're 20 years deep in those and you still can't draw, you know, the preference point permit that you want. But for your kids, it's kind of nice because they have a chance to draw those random permits. The other cool thing that Wyoming does besides the price break and the regular draw for youth is that the preference points can be purchased at only $10 a piece. Now that's a reduced price from what adults pay. I think personally, you should apply your kids for elk, deer, and antelope at a minimum. You should definitely apply those because the cost of those is relatively cheap. $110, $275 for elk in the regular draw, and they do have a random chance. So I would apply your kids in that. And if you are unsuccessful, they're going to refund you the bulk of that minus the app fee. So it's pretty cheap. At a minimum, you should definitely buy for $10 the preference points for deer, elk, and antelope in the state of Wyoming. The other opportunity in Wyoming that I should note is it's probably one of the best opportunities, to be honest, for kids in Wyoming, is that Wyoming has a reduced priced draw. Now, those are for antlerless species. So cow elk, cow or calf, you know, maybe doe antelope, doe deer. Those are those type 6, 7, and 8 permits. And it's a separate draw. It's a reduced price. They're super cheap. And it runs completely on its own. There's no point system whatsoever. It's a random draw. So you can build points in the regular price draw and then also participate in this reduced price draw and draw antlerless permits for your youth. Now, if you look at your insider account, you can explore the draw odds for those reduced price permits. And in a lot of cases, those are really, really good odds. So Wyoming's a great state to take your kid on a cow elk hunt. And I would definitely look at those opportunities if you're trying to just get your kid out on any kind of hunt. Those are really good. So definitely don't skip those. Take a look at them and, you know, it provides a really good chance to get your kids out. Next, I'm going to jump down is to New Mexico. So New Mexico, in the past, would accept hunter education regardless of any age, and you could apply any age. And that's no longer the case. So if you're a youth and you're younger than 9 years old of age, and you want to apply in the draw, the hunter education has to be completed in the state of New Mexico. So essentially now a non-resident youth can apply and hunt in New Mexico starting at the age of 9, as long as they have completed a hunter education course anywhere. But if you're younger than 9, you have to have taken hunter education in the state of New Mexico. You know, that's a little bit confusing. If you're confused about it, maybe you have to jump back and listen to it again. New Mexico is decent to youth hunters. But the cost for non-resident is not necessarily the most economical. It's not the cheapest. The cost to apply is relatively inexpensive, but should you draw tags, those are pretty expensive because they don't really give a price break to you on the cost of the permits themselves. So the cost of a youth hunting license is only $15, and then you do have to pay the $13 application fee per species when you apply. You do have to front the cost of the licenses, which is kind of the big hiccup for New Mexico. So you have to front those. You will be refunded if you're unsuccessful. Every state, every permit in the state of New Mexico is allocated via a random drawing. There's no point system, so you're not penalized in New Mexico for your youth if they don't have a lot of, you know, years under their belt for applying. So I would definitely put New Mexico on your list because, like you said, it's completely random and your kids aren't, you know, penalized for not having any points because there's not a point system at all. New Mexico does offer hunts that are set aside specifically for youth. So those are like youth only hunts. And it's one of the only states to do so. They don't have to apply for only youth only hunts. They can apply for any hunts in the state of New Mexico, as long as they've had that hunter education and they're 9 years old or older. It used to be when you looked at the youth only hunts that the odds were better. Now it's gotten to a point where the youth only hunts that are available, the odds aren't really in most cases any better than the regular draw hunts that anybody could apply for. So let me give you an example of what I'm saying. If you looked at a muzzleloader youth only elk tag in unit 15, it had odds of about 1.8% for that youth only hunt. If you look at the muzzleloader hunts that are available to anybody in the regular draw, adults included, the odds are about the same or even better. Now there's three different muzzleloader hunts. At least there has been, the prime dates had odds of 1.8%. The later dates had actually better odds. So be aware of that. You know, I think everybody typically thinks like, oh, it has a youth only hunt, the odds are going to be great. It's not always the case. There's a few number of permits and there's enough youth that are applying that those odds are still low. If you're looking at applying in New Mexico and you're looking at drawing a tag for your kid, I think it's worth applying for any and all species that you can afford the cost to front. Now that's expensive. You want to look into those before you decide to apply your kids. The most economical options and really your best odds are in the deer tags down there. Now there are deer tags that you can draw your non-resident youth in New Mexico, relatively good odds. Like you can definitely get your kid a deer tag within a few years, I think. Again, it's random, so you're not guaranteed those, but there's probably a deer tag that you can draw and get your kid in New Mexico. So, and it's also cheaper. So I would take a look at deer hunting opportunities. If you live close by, maybe a neighboring state, you want to go down there and get your kid out, I would definitely take a look at the deer tags. I'm going to jump down to Montana. So Montana, Montana is an interesting state. I covered it in the last podcast talking about their draw system. You do have to be essentially 12 years old in the state of Montana to hunt. You do have to have hunter education. Montana used to allow you to purchase points, bonus points, prior to them being 12 years old, but that has changed. You do have to be old enough to, hunt in order now to also purchase points. So be aware that that is a change. And it's a common question that I used to get all the time. Like, hey, can I buy, points? And you could, but that has changed. You do have to be old enough now to actually hunt and apply to, build points. Montana's, its system is complex. So in essence, you have to draw, a general season combo tag, whether that's deer, elk, or the combo deer and elk, in order to also be successful in the special limited quota hunts. I think at a minimum, I'm trying to figure out how to exactly wrap this up because it is complex. Here's what I think you should do for youth in Montana. I think you should purchase them bonus points in the time only frame in the summer. So I would definitely purchase bonus points for your kids for any and all species that they're interested in. Definitely elk, maybe deer, antelope, I would say for sure. Moose, sheep, goat, those kinds of things. You might want to take a look at the draw odds and, the cost of the point and see if it's worth it to you. It's not cheap by any means, but you got to see if it's worth it to you. The point only purchase for elk, deer, and antelope, I think is $25. I think it's $75 for moose, sheep, goat. So it may not be worth it based on, the long odds of ever, drawing a permit for one of your kids in that state, but it's worth considering. That's what I do in Montana is I purchase my kids, bonus points. There is one little thing probably worth mentioning in Montana. So if a youth guardian, a non-resident, if you draw a combination tag, whether that's an elk combination, a deer combination, or the big game combo, they can purchase a reduced price youth combo tag for the youth. So the non-resident youth combination license will be sold to a non-resident youth who has an adult, immediate family member, a sponsor. So that can be a natural or adoptive parent. It can be a step parent. It can be a grandparent. It can be a brother or sister who's 18 years or older, who also has in their possession a current resident or non-resident deer or elk license. So that is an opportunity. Similar to Idaho, where, for example, if I apply this year and I draw a combo license in Montana as an adult, I could then get my youth a combo license to go hunting as well. So you want to take a look at that if you're playing the system as an adult. I think it's kind of cool that states like Idaho or Montana offer those opportunities for youth if the parent is engaged and also applying and drawing permits in those systems. So I would check that out. I probably did not do the best job of covering Montana. I apologize. You might have to do some research on your own, but it is a complex state. I think the take-home message is purchase bonus points for your youth. And maybe purchase preference points if it makes sense that you're going to get them up there and take them hunting. But look into it. Nevada. So I'm going to cover Nevada. In Nevada, you have to be 12 years old prior to opening day of your hunt that you apply for. 11-year-old who will turn 12 prior to the beginning of the last season on their application is eligible to apply for a bonus point. The youth cost of getting a license in Nevada is only $15. So it's pretty cheap. The application fees themselves when you apply, which are $14 for all species except for elk, which I think is $19, those are all going to be the same as an adult. Nevada is it's what I would call a long-term goal. And you got to decide if it's worth it to start applying and building points for your kids in Nevada. The cost of the hunting license is cheap, only at $15, but your odds of drawing permits in the state of Nevada for species like elk, bighorn sheep, you know, maybe even mountain goat, that now there's an opportunity for non-residents. Those are extremely, extremely long. You know, there's a decent chance that they'll never draw in their entire lifetime. There are some deer hunts that have better odds, but even the deer hunt odds are relatively low. Antelope, same deal, low odds. I would say antelope and deer in the state of Nevada, those might be mid-tier, maybe 10-year time frame, realistically, depending on the weapon that they apply for. Elk, bighorn sheep, you know, mountain goat, those are really a pipe dream. And really, I would say apply for those if you want the opportunity to be considered. It's almost like a raffle ticket at this point. But should you draw that, it's a great hunt. Nevada definitely manages for quality experiences for their hunters, but the odds are so long. So I would say Nevada is kind of a, you know, for youth, I think it makes sense. Then maybe when they turn 18, take a look at your odds again and just see if it makes sense to continue on down the line, depending on how into hunting, you know, your kids are. Lastly, there are some states that I think are worth, or just some opportunities are worth considering just putting on, you know, your radar. So Oregon's a tough state to justify applying for as an adult. However, for youth, it might be a little bit easier to consider. As a youth, you do have to purchase a hunting license, but it's only $8. And applications are only $10 per species. So there is no point system for bighorn sheep and mountain goat, which makes those really interesting for non-resident youth in Oregon. If you draw those, the cost of those licenses is going to be $1,513 for bighorn sheep and mountain goat, but there's no point system. And for, you know, $18 per species, your kids would have a chance to draw those. So it might be worth it. You know, you might want to throw your kids' name in the hat for those, because that's a good opportunity. For deer and elk and antelope tags in the state of Oregon, the odds are pretty ridiculous for the good hunts. they really only allocate, I want to say, about 2.5% of the permits to non-residents that are unguided. So it may not be worth it to you. There are some opportunity style hunts in the state of Oregon, whether that's OTC for deer or, you know, Roosevelt elk on the coast. You know, there are limited quota hunts that have better draw odds for deer in the state of Oregon. So you might consider that for youth. Really, you would just want to dig in your insider account and look at those opportunities. But I did want to mention the bighorn sheep and mountain goat, because I do think that's probably worth it for them to have a chance. You know, the cost of the permit, $1,500, it's not cheap. It's actually cheaper than a lot of states at this point, but kind of a cool opportunity for your kids to have a chance to draw one of those at relatively low cost. Washington. So I wanted to mention Washington. Washington has no age restriction as long as your kids have completed hunter's education. It's a great state in terms of cost. The general licenses are pretty inexpensive. And then your applications for your special permit draws are only going to be like $5.05. The thing also worth mentioning is that the cost of a moose, a bighorn sheep, or a goat permit for youth is only $77.90, which is an incredible price. The odds are very tough in Washington, but the cost is cheap to apply. Residents and non-residents in Washington are on equal playing field for permits. It is a weighted bonus point system, but they do have a random chance to draw. A youth is considered 16 and younger in Washington. So what I do for my kids, or I might suggest that you do for yours, is for the cheap cost of applying, the cheap cost of the license, I would apply them for moose, mountain goat, bighorn sheep up into the point they're 16, and just hope they get lucky. The chances of them drawing is slim to none, but you never know, and it's a cheap cost, right? So kind of to wrap this up, long-term, Nevada, pretty much all species, Arizona, elk, antelope, bighorn sheep, long-term, Utah, limited entry species, elk, deer, antelope, moose, bighorn sheep, bison, mountain goat. Those are long-term, and I think you should be building points for them. You know, Montana, special limited quota, long-term, maybe mid-term in some cases, but I think you should be building points for those species. Midterm, kind of mid-time frame, maybe that 3 to 5 year time frame, I would say general season deer in Utah. I would say Colorado deer. I would say the Montana combos, whether that's deer combo, elk combo, or, you know, big game combo, which is deer and elk. I would kind of put those in that mid tier. Wyoming for deer potentially, and antelope, and also maybe general season elk in Wyoming. Those are kind of mid tier opportunities, I would say. Short term to get your kids hunting, I would say cow tags. Definitely look at cow elk tags in states like Wyoming, you know, maybe Colorado, Utah, even potentially. I would say over the counter opportunities for rifle elk in Colorado and Utah are worth looking at. You know, over the counter type hunts for deer in Idaho, if the adult has drawn a tag. Also over the counter general combo tags in Montana, if the adult, the guardian, has also obtained that permit. Those are the types of opportunities I would be looking for my youth in the short term. And then apply in states like Idaho or New Mexico, where those are random draws. You know, get make sure you got your name in the hat. Lastly, the thing I wanted to include before I wrap up is what I think the biggest mistakes are. I think some of the biggest mistakes that adults make is, you know, applying their kids exactly like their application. You know, they may not have the mental toughness, the physicality that it takes for some of these hunts. I've definitely guilty of this, of applying my kids for hunts that they probably weren't ready to tackle. You know, I was thinking, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to apply them for the same hunt and take them. So I definitely would be aware of that. Think about, be really strategic, be deliberate in the hunts that you apply for your kids. Try to give them a good experience. Another mistake, I think they wait too long to start building points. I've done that. I would definitely do the research and start building points for your kids as soon as you possibly can. I would not over prioritize trophy units. You know, make sure that you have a good mix of trophy and where it makes sense. And then also just opportunity hunts. Make sure that you get your kids out. Burning your kids out. So I think a lot of hunting, it can be a lot for your kids. So make sure that you don't burn them out too quick. Make sure that you don't make them hate hunting because you're just trying to do everything too soon. And then lastly, I would say not letting your kids have input. You know, make sure that you're asking your kids what they want to hunt, when they can hunt. Kids have priorities. You know, they're busy. They got friends. They got other activities. You know, I know my oldest, he was playing basketball. It was really important to him. It was the only time he's probably only ever going to get to really put time and effort into that. So I would say talk to your kids about what they want to hunt and plan accordingly. And that's it. That's the podcast for the week. Hopefully you guys picked up some tips. I'll be back next week with another one.